Hello and welcome to Align and Mirth Podcast. My name is Mirta and I am your host. This podcast is a place where I share my experiences and knowledge of spirituality and personal growth. I'm an energy practitioner, intuitive diviner, and medium, and I look forward to walking this journey with you. Hey, home slices. How are you guys? I hope all of you are doing very well. I hope that you are all in a space where you feel grateful, you feel happy, you feel love, you feel peace. I hope that you are all in a place, both mentally and emotionally, in a place where you feel abundant. Because that's where the space that I am coming from and coming to share somewhat of inspiration. And if you're not, I hope that the message from today's episode basically gets you to that point where you feel gratitude, where you feel peace, where you feel love. Now, I know that I'm always sharing that it's very important for us to be grounded, right? To have our feet firmly planted on earth. Both energetically and also physically, right? I'm also sharing always the message for us to be very well positioned, very well, or very strong foundation of who we are, where we're going, and what we're going to do. But there are moments where life just basically shakes you just a bit to test you, to see how grounded you are, and also to basically shake you out of your element so that you can find your own way to realignment. And during those times, those are the times that we're not finding gratitude and we don't find peace. We don't have the abundance that we want. And we tend to sort of get lost in our own momentary space. Because, you know, nothing lasts for a very long time. But I also have learned that between those moments, the time that passes, aside from it being a time or a moment for us to learn about the situation itself that we're moving through, it's also a moment where we learn about our own strength. And I do myself get into those phases where, you know, I leave behind my practices, my spiritual practices of meditation, journaling, even lighting a candle, lighting an incense, because for me, it's like I sort of lose a touch with that piece of myself, with my own spirituality when I'm going through a mental turbulation. And the funny thing is that it's in those moments when I need my own rituals the most. And through my own development, I have learned that I basically prolong the process because I then start to focus more on the issue or the problem itself, the frustration that it's causing me, rather than finding my own solution through my spirituality. And the funny thing is, right, because I was in that space a couple weeks ago, and it's like we literally put ourselves in this black hole. And, or not we, myself. I put myself. If you relate, great, let me know so that then I know that I'm not the only one doing this. But I put myself in this hole when I find myself with a deep frustration. And I sort of give more mental strength to the problem itself and how I can find a solution for it, rather than centering myself and allowing myself to move through it. And that is a sense of like also learning how to release. And I have noticed that that comes up for me when I am in a deep process of like trying to understand something, but at times it's not the understanding that I need. Like, I don't need to find an answer. I just need to allow myself to move through what is going on. And being the Virgo, I'm a Virgo rising, being the Virgo that I am, and then stubborn Aries sun, it's kind of hard for me sometimes to get out of my own head and get into my body. And I sort of like detach a bit just so that then I can center myself and find myself. But once I move through that mental area of trying to find a solution or trying to see how to better analyze a situation, and I just allow it to be, and I breathe with that moment. There is where I find comfort. There is where I find my grounding foundation. And that is where I'm at today. And I want to share with you that, today this morning, I was meditating and just moving on through my day. And I started work. So I'm just moving through my morning here. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, dang, I lasted like so many days trying to figure this one shit out and how to, find a solution for it when I just had to like literally surrender. And at times that is like, it's like so oxymoronic because you know that you have to surrender, you know that you have to allow things to be, but then for me, it's just so hard to like just release the control of it. And it's not until I have already like surrendered, not necessarily given up, but just surrendered and just allowed it to be, I feel the shift like right away. And then it's like so ridiculous to me, like, ma'am, we could have been done this if you weren't so goddamn stubborn. Right, but those are the moments where we learn about ourselves, where we learn how to do things. That is literally part of the work. Like, you have to do things yourself in order to shift your own mindset, to shift your own perception, to shift parts of yourself that you're battling with yourself. And you literally are your greatest and most powerful self when you do that. You are your own superpower. Like, you have your own superpower when you realize that nobody but yourself can pull you out of the mindset that you have, that nobody but yourself can push you to the limits that you know that you can break, and nobody but yourself has the ability to do things that you know that you can do. Like, nobody can do that shit for you. And like, realizing those things, right? Because we often think like, oh yeah, just think about something else, man. I'm like, why can't you just not think about it? But the process in the actual thinking, and then the process of actually releasing releasing that, there's a lot of work in there. And I'm like, having you guys hear me clearing my throat, and you guys hear my voice quiver. You probably even hear me freaking wheezing, but there's a lot of release going on in me telling you and me sharing this moment with you. And like, right now I'm sitting on my couch, but the way that I am sitting, you see, I am terrible right now. The way that I am sitting, I have my arms crossed. Basically, quote unquote, protecting my solar plexus, my personal power chakra. And I'm just gonna uncross my arms because it's basically allowing myself to be open, to be vulnerable while I share this message with you guys. So, and even just doing that, I already feel more open too. But wanted to share that with you, that if you are not in the space, if you have some type of confusion, if you have a frustration, you have a worry, you have a fear, I want you to, when you have a chance, just take a deep breath. And if you can, just put your hands right above your head and just like shake it above your head, right? We tend to hold things in our body. We tend to hold things in our arms. When we're grasping something, we hold it, right? So just like shake it. And just shake it, whether above your head or if you want to, you know, bring your arms down and shake it off your hands. And just release it. Release it, let it go. Allow yourself to find space between the confusion, into the frustration, the worrisome thoughts, the fear, and allow yourself to just be in this moment. And what can you learn from this very moment and see how this moment can basically propel you forward? And just allow yourself to be. And once you have done that, I want you to just take another deep breath and just put both hands on your heart and just find gratitude for this moment. For this moment of being you, for this moment of who you are, there's only one person in this world who is exactly like you. And that is only your higher self. There is nobody else with your features, your heart, your love, your body, your emotions, your words. Your thoughts. And I want you to find gratitude in that space. So, with this quick message, I send you so much love and peace. And I hope you have an abundant and blissful, beautiful day. Love you. Bye. Enjoyed this episode? Leave a 5-star rating and don't forget to follow on Instagram at Align and Mirth. Also, you can book your sessions on the website at www.alignandmirth.com. Until next time, ciao.